The editorial on the Camp David Accords. It is the opinion of this newspaper that President Carter demand Israel withdraw all its citizens from the Gaza Strip and West Bank.
Which it has illegally occupied since 1967.
Illegally occupied? That's quite an incendiary quote, don't you think? For an administration that says the Middle East is its top foreign policy priority.
Michael Kern? Did he personally write the editorial?
He was the editor.
But did he write it himself? Then there's no story.
I'm saying it's a question worth asking.
And if he denies involvement?
He will. Let him. This is a man trying to be confirmed as Secretary of State. Everything is a story.
There's no direct link. I can't get this past Hammerschmidt.
Remember this moment when you resisted me. When you said the words, then there is no story. Get a good night's sleep, Miss Bond. You have a big day tomorrow. What is this?
What does it look like?
But the basement is mine.
I know. It's not for me.
So who's it for?
For you.
There's a gym in the Capitol.
Which you never use.
Because I'm a tad busy running the country.
But not at home. So now you have no excuse.
I want it out.
Give it a try first.
Is this your subtle way of saying that I'm out of shape?
No, it's my way of suggesting you could be in better shape.
That sounds both passive-aggressive and condescending.
Just plain aggressive and true. Don't wait up for me.
Are you going running now?
Yes, because I couldn't this morning. I had an early meeting.
Use the monstrosity. It's freezing out.
You break it in.
It looks positively medieval, doesn't it? I'm trying to turn my only sanctuary into a fitness dungeon. I won't have it.
It's a stretch.
We're not misleading anyone. He was the editor.
Did you call for comment?
I tried three times. The press secretary said, get back to me. He didn't.
What about research? You couldn't find anything to echo the editorial? No quotes? No op-ed pieces?
Don't you think if something like that existed, someone would have printed it by now? Nobody else has this, Lucas.
I don't think there's a story here.
I'm not saying there's a story. All I'm saying is that there's a question that needs to be answered. This is a nominee for Secretary of State. We have an editorial on Palestine and Israel.
Which he didn't write.
Which we don't know he didn't write.
Exactly.
We don't have to print it. I could just scan the thing, stick it on a site, and tweet the link. But if I did that, some other paper might...
Whoa, whoa. Don't be a bitch. I'll talk to Tom.
That's all I was asking.
We simply can't afford to allow the...
I got a guy. He's almost perfect. He's a libertarian drug fiend marinating in a mobile home.
I didn't agree with President Reagan on many things, but there was some merit to the notion of trickle-down economics, and I feel there is much merit to the idea of trickle-down diplomacy. If we
those are my lines. Vasquez must have given them to him.
Stalemate between Israel and Palestine. That success will trickle down to 100 other diplomatic dilemmas between Muslims, Jews, Christians.
I'm glad you brought up Israel and Palestine, because just before we came on the air, I received an advance copy of an article that's going to be in tomorrow's Washington Herald's front page, and it was written by Zoe Barnes. And in it, she quotes an editorial that ran in the Williams College Register when you were editor back in September 1978.